around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, it is nice to be back in studio with all of you today. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show, everyone. It is just after 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, November 22nd, 2025. And from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, well, these 120 minutes that we will spend with you today, they are going to be jam-packed as we cover the gamut on talking everything and anything in the world of travel. You know, I would say the calm before the storm has pretty much happened. Thanksgiving is upon us, and this week, you know, can be summed up in one word that we like on this show: travel. Right, Mary?
That's right. We like it. We like it a lot more, too, lately.
So before we get too far into the program, you know, Mary and I, listen, we do want to take a moment and just thank all of you who have connected with us off air and, you know, shared how much you enjoyed the big Let's Go America tour, NYC to MIA via the ABCs, and our live remote from Aruba last week at this time with new show partner Region 7 Seas. There was a full and detailed recap that was shared earlier this week with so many of our contacts. If you haven't seen it, it's now published on our website. You'll find it right there under the Let's Go America Tour section right on the homepage.
Yeah, definitely. I encourage all of you to take a look. And, you know, Robert, I do want to echo a lot of gratitude and thanks to everyone, and particularly share our appreciation to everyone on the Regent Seven Seas Cruises team, because making this show happen from a cruise ship is not easy, and there are a lot of moving parts, so we appreciate everything. I also want to thank the Caribbean tourism folks and Secretary General Donna Regis Prosper's team, Minister Owen Darrell's team in Bermuda, Helian Mass and her company in Curacao. They gave us great access to those destinations. We had a fantastic time with all of them. Thank you, thank you. And so again, back to travel. In just 6 weeks, we're going to be back aboard another Regent ship, the Seven Seas Grandeur this time.
That's our newest ship.
And it is really looking forward to this particular trip. We're going to kick off America's 250th birthday celebration. We're going to travel with them from Miami to Los Angeles via the Panama Canal, the historic Panama Canal, for another big Let's Go America tour. And we will broadcast live from Panama City coming up in January.
Yeah, I think the 17th show of January is going to be, so mark your calendars on that. And speaking of Region 7 Seas, folks, well, we appreciate more of you have contacted them. There are now just a few suites left. Just last night, Ray Miller, you may remember, he's the GM of the Las Palmeras Resort in Orlando, where we did the show earlier this year. Well, he was texting with Mary and me wanting to know how he and his wife could book travels with us. So we appreciate that. And a shout out there to Ray. And with Thanksgiving and Black Friday coming this week, is there a better holiday gift to give yourself or your loved one than a gift of traveling with Mary and me in Europe next October? No, there's not, by the way. Okay, that's the answer. the cruise aboard their new Seven Seas Grandeur ship, I mean, it is selling out.
Yeah, so definitely, if you're interested, please make your booking soon. Yeah. Or, you know, at a minimum, take a look at it, ask questions. There's a number there to call. And once again, the dates are October 20th to November 1st of 2026. We are starting in Malta. We're going to Italy, Croatia, Montenegro, Greece, and Turkey.
Yeah, and if you don't do it, listen, there's a limited number. That's it. When they're gone, they're gone. And, you know, that means, you know, if you don't get in, well, you'll be looking maybe to do something with us in 2027. But so go to the show website, rmworldtravel.com. You'll find the banner with the Regent logo that says, join Robert and Mary aboard Seven Seas Grandeur in October 2026. Click on it. It's going to redirect you to the special page they've created. Contains all the info, special discounts, bonuses with Black Friday this week. There's probably even more deals going on. So, you know, plus, you know, that link's going to give you a list of all that's included. There's a lot, and the toll-free number to call Megan and Peyton at Regent, and they will take great care of you and get you on the ship with us. So, that said, RJ, I know we've got you here, and I got to be honest with you. So we met a number of people on the cruise that we just did from New York to Miami who listened to the show from different areas of the country. That was kind of it's always interesting when we meet people like that. And they were asking, where's RJ? And they wanted to talk cars and all things automotive with you.
Cars are the great connector.
RJ, it was unbelievable. You know, and listen, you know we had your brother on the ship with us that first day.
Right.
But the number of people who want to talk cars, we love seeing it. It really does rival conversations, you know, about sports and travel.
No, 100%, and sometimes I feel like it overtakes too much of, you know, my speech topics or my personality, but then I come to realize that it's all ever, you know, some people want to talk about as well.
Oh, listen, we could turn this show into America's number one automotive show, and it would easily just continue at the same pace. But I want to ask you this, because we've got the F1 race happening in Las Vegas tonight, where you just were. I know Regent actually has a relationship with Aston Martin.
Right.
A lot of people were also talking with us about that. But any thoughts on the race going on tonight?
Well, definitely, you know, this is the third annual Las Vegas Grand Prix. It's a pretty impressive night race. They've had a lot of rain, which has impacted qualifying just last night. But I will tell you as well, there's a lot of extrapolated events around the F1 weekend as well, including there was an RM Sotheby's auction. And last night, actually, there was a new world record for most expensive new car sold. It was the Gordon Murray S1 LM, which is a tribute to the McLaren F1, famous 90s supercar. Brand new car, and during the auction, they actually hoisted it above, you know, from a helicopter and flew it around
while
it was getting auctioned. And it sold for $20 million.
Yeah,
new car. It doesn't even exist yet. The $20 million is actually your build slot. And then you'll receive the car sometime next year.
Do we know who purchased it?
No. Totally anonymous.
So Rudy, I got to, you know, listen. Yeah,
what kind of warranty comes with that? Come on.
You know. Yeah, exactly. But listen, you know.
The kind of warranty where if anything happens, you get to say, come fix my car.
Yeah, and by the way, Rudy, I will say good morning to you up there in St. Paul.
Good morning. I like your there's nothing better than. I think there's nothing better than waking up on a weekend morning and listening to Rudy and RJ and Robert and Mary.
Exactly.
In fact, there isn't.
And Bobby. We got to throw Bobby in there, too.
Throw Bobby in there.
Because we got a lot of R's on this show. Rudy, the one thing I was going to say about the F1 race in Vegas that people were talking about with us, and I was a little frustrated. So the hotels, they have to like black out the windows and cover them with vinyl because if you don't pay to see the race, you don't get to see the race. Think about spending. Yes, Rudy, that's a huge issue that goes on in Vegas that no one talks about. So you're spending money and you think you got a view when you're going out to the Vegas hotels. You're vinyled over and you're in a cave.
I was just there last weekend, you know, and the traffic was horrendous because they've had to reroute all the major roads. It was just horrendous, but I never heard of blacking out the windows.
That is a huge...
You know, and all the bridges as well that go over the strip, they totally...
Is that to make it so that the VIPs who've paid a lot of money 100%. Have
don't
an actual
like
experience?
Getting,
right, yeah.
Could have just gotten a hotel room.
Right.
So, Bobby, big football week ahead for Thanksgiving. Any plans with the family?
Yeah, we're going to be doing our Thanksgiving stuff probably on Friday. So I'll be at the stadium on Thursday, but Friday will be Thanksgiving.
Right. Mary, we got to do the polls.
Let's get these polls in real quick. So first question, have you ever taken a small ship cruise? 69% of you said no. 31% of you said yes. Second question, would you like to take a cruise in the future? 64% of you said yes, and 36% said no.
Well, listen, key is the small ship. If we asked crews in general, it would be a much larger number. But we're high on the small ship. And by the way, we want people go book your travels with us. All right, just go get that done, and you take a cruise. You'll want to take another one. It really is that simple.
And when you say small ship, you're not talking about a river cruise. You're talking about a small seagoing.
The Regent ships. People or less. I mean, the ship we were just on had about 650 people on. And by the way, it's got everything the big ships have, but you know, you get so much space to get lost. The ultra luxury experience was unbelievable. So, all right, well, no travel news roundtable today, folks. But after this quick sponsors break, Going.com CEO Scott Keyes will check in. We've got some questions about flying this week and related aviation sector of travel items for him. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
As America turns 250, we're not just looking back, we're going across mountains and music cities, monuments and main streets, because America isn't just something to remember, it's something to experience. Colette has been guiding travelers across the U.S. for over a century. Their tours celebrate the landscapes, the locals, and the legends that make America unforgettable. So if you're ready to go, go with the people who know it best. Visit GoColette.com/United States. That's GoColette.com/United States, or find that link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Hey everyone, Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at travelguard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, travelguard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation. situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at travelguard.com/carry. Or as always, just go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors.
If you've ever worried about the safety of your home, you need to hear this. Simply Safe is giving early access to their Black Friday sale at simplysafe.com/carry. 60% off any new system at simplysafe.com/carry. Typical security systems react once someone is already inside. Real security stops a crime before it starts. That's why over 4 million Americans trust them. Don't miss the Black Friday sale. Take 60% off any new system at simplysafe.com/carry. That's simplysafe.com/carry or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. There's no safe like Simply Safe, plus 60% off.
What does living better mean to you? When you wake up feeling well, you do more of the things you love in life. If pain affects your life, Relief Factor can help change that. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor supports your body's response to inflammation. So give their 3-week quick start a try for just $19.95. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-4. 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com or head to rmworldtravel.com for a link under sponsors.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, everyone, moving on as we are ready to head to the show hotline for the first time today. With Thanksgiving ahead this week and the December holidays coming right behind that, it means the airports, airlines, well, they are about to go into hyperdrive mode if they're not already there. And that's going to be the focus of the B Block that's sponsored by ChefIQ.com.
And I think we all know that one dried out turkey can ruin the day. And that's why we're so high on ChefIQ.com. This wireless cooking thermometer, it's going to take the guesswork out of all your holiday cooking. It's going to deliver a meal that you'd expect when you're traveling or dining out. Whether you're roasting, grilling, pan searing, or even smoking the turkey, the ham, or other meats this holiday season, it's got you covered. It couldn't be easier to use. You just insert the sensor, tell the app what you're cooking, and sit back and relax.
You know, essentially, it's like having a personal chef watching the stove so you can spend quality time with your guests. It also works great for steaks, chicken, fish, whatever you're cooking. Plus, it's the ultimate gift for seasoned cooks, kitchen rookies, and everyone in between. As a listener of our show, you're going to get 30% off today at ChefIQ.com with promo code CARY, C-A-R-E-Y, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, November is aviation month, so let's talk airports, airlines, and airplanes. We've invited the founder and CEO of Going.com, who also has the title of Chief Flight Expert, Scott Keyes, to join us here on the show today. Let's get right to the Chief Travel Leader conversation.
Well, Scott, it is nice to have you aboard the big show with us again today. Happy Saturday and welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me back.
Always good having you on the program for sure. So, you know, Mary and I, we are just back this week from our latest big Let's Go America tour. This one kicked off a new partnership we have with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and it took us from New York down to Miami. In between, we went to Bermuda and six Caribbean islands. Earlier this week, and I'm bringing it up, we were at MIA. We called that the NYC to MIA via the ABCs, that Let's Go America tour. But we were at MIA waiting for our flight back to NYC, and both airport experiences at Miami International, or here when we landed at New York's LaGuardia, they were extremely pleasant because there was hardly anybody there. You know, that won't be the case starting today and all this week, as so many people will be traveling for Thanksgiving. The team at AAA, they're projecting, we've seen just today, nearly 82 million Americans are going to be on the move. It's an increase of, they're saying, of at least 2 million people over last year. What are you and the group at Going.com seeing, Scott?
Yeah, look, I'm seeing the same stuff that AAA is seeing, that it's going to be likely a record-setting Thanksgiving week for travel. You know, I think there was a lot of angst and unease as the shutdown dragged on, and what impact would this have on Thanksgiving trip. People probably starting to get a little antsy on whether or not they were going to be able to take those flights to be able to visit family. Now with that in the rearview mirror, I think it's basically full steam ahead in terms of Thanksgiving travel. So expect it to be busy. Expect the long lines. Same stock advice applies for all peak season travel, and that's show up a little early. If you can avoid checking a bag, avoid it, and that skips one line and skips an opportunity to be losing your checked bag. And especially when you are booking your flights, look for early morning and nonstop flights. Those early morning flights have an on-time arrival that's somewhere between 30 and 40 percentage points higher than afternoon and evening flights. And the nonstop flights are much more likely to get you into your destination around on time as well. So that's the best thing travelers can do for themselves during Thanksgiving and all winter holiday travel.
To your point, so we're going to flip the calendar to December in just over a week, and the Jewish holidays are mid-month this year, and then we're right into Christmas and New Year's. And for anyone who was maybe lagging and kind of waiting to see what was going to happen with the reopening of the government, or just in general, any procrastinators out there listening, do you have any recommendations on finding any kind of deal? It's not going to be very easy at this point.
Yeah, I'll give two recommendations. So, I mean, typically the phrase cheap last minute flights is a bit of an oxymoron. It's been decades since last minute flights were cheap the way they used to be back in, say, the 60s and 70s. Mm-hmm. But there are a couple things you can do. First is understanding that not all last minute flights are equally expensive. You know, a flight booked one day before you travel is almost certainly going to be more expensive than a flight booked a week before travel. And a flight booked a week before travel almost certainly going to be more expensive than a flight booked a month before travel. So time is of the essence. Even if you feel like, gosh, you know, I've waited too long, chances are it's going to get more expensive from here rather than less expensive. The other thing that I would recommend folks do is if you have a stash of frequent flyer miles, there's no better use than using them for last minute flights. So while it's very common for paying cash fares to go way up in the final weeks, when you're paying with points or miles, oftentimes you see those actually get discounted and much more available in the final weeks. It's a really good sort of a balance and complement to your cash flights to see if you can get something cheap on miles.
Well, Scott, let's build upon that a little bit because, you know, as many people book a trip, let's say a year out or so, right? You know, they immediately want to book their flights. Now, if you're redeeming miles, as you said, you know, we're all for that, you know, well in advance as you're, you know, less likely to snag mileage seats that you want closer to the time of the travel date. Sometimes it may happen, especially if it's a popular destination or you know, a route out there. But rarely do Mary and I book our flights more than 90 days out most of the time. You know, what do you urge folks to do when it comes to booking flights, especially if they're planning travel next year for next summer or maybe even next year around this time?
Advanced travel.
Yeah, so let's talk about cash fares because the points and miles, it behaves a little bit differently. But for cash fares, the best thing you can do to get the timing of your booking right is think not in terms of a hyper-specific day, like, oh, it has to be 63 days in advance of booking or something like that. Instead, what I like to say is think about it like a Goldilocks window, not too early, not too late, just right in the middle. And when that Goldilocks window is going to be depends on the type of trip you're going to take. So for domestic flights, if you're not traveling during peak periods, if it's a little bit off peak, 1 to 3 months in advance is when your odds of a cheap flight are at their highest. That's the Goldilocks window. But if you're traveling internationally, more like 2 to 8 months, you've got a wider range of Goldilocks window there. If you're traveling, though, in the summer or, say, Christmas, New Year, during those peak periods, you want to add a few months to those recommendations, 3 to 6 months for domestic, 4 to 10 months for international. And it's not that every single airfare during a Goldilocks window is going to be cheap or every single fare during outside of a Goldilocks window is going to be expensive. It's just when your odds are best. You know, I almost like to think of it like every day is almost like a scratch-off ticket. And if I'm outside a Goldilocks window, maybe I've got a 1% chance of a cheap flight popping up that day. But if I'm in a Goldilocks window, maybe 5% chance of a cheap flight popping up that day. So I want to really make sure I'm paying attention when my odds are at their best.
Well, that's true. And you know, I know it wasn't scratch-off, but clearly the fact that we're having this conversation, Scott, we know that you were not, and Mary and I were not, the Mega Millions with that $954 million winner, whatever it was. So
there's always next time.
Well, that's true. And that seems to come around. So I do want to also just build on something else that you said, because, you know, from some of the context that we have across the industry, certainly the aviation sector, I do think the airlines, they've quickly rebounded from the government shutdown and the reductions that they were forced to manage. And I realize it is more of a Monday morning quarterback question, but overall, it does seem to me that the airlines and airports did a pretty good job maintaining strong levels of flights and navigating all the challenges that they were dealing with. Do you agree with that? Do you have any takeaways from this latest shutdown experience from your perspective?
Yeah, look, I think the folks working at TSA and air traffic control did a commendable job considering that they weren't receiving their paychecks for 5-6 weeks, whatever it was. Ask many other folks out there in the country how hard they're going to be working when their bills are piling up and they're not getting their paycheck. It probably wouldn't be as hard as the folks at TSA and air traffic control are working. So I think the fact that even, you know, as you saw delays and cancellations rising, I think especially in air travel, we have a bit of a negativity bias where we focus on, you know, gosh, 2%, 3% of flights getting canceled is 50% higher than normal, maybe 60 or 70% higher than normal. And yet that's 97% of flights going out, you know, and making it to their destination, which is basically what we saw even during the government shutdown. So I commend them. I'm glad that obviously they're getting paid again and things look like they're smoothing out.
Just in time. So real quick, a destination or two for 2026 ahead where you're seeing pretty good pricing and capacity, domestic or international?
So the places that we're seeing some of the best kind of increases in capacity and excitement are parts of Western Europe. Italy seeing a huge surge actually in popularity, even as international travel between the U.S., you know, visitors here and going there have been down. Italy is one that stands out. You're seeing a lot more flights between the U.S. and Italy. So I think it's never been a better time.
Is there a domestic location?
Especially places outside of Rome. Mm. Domestically, that pops up in my mind, you know, because travel to Vegas is down so much right now, this is when you're seeing the deals, not only on flights, but also on hotels, experiences. Mm. They are hungry for your tourism dollars, and it's a good time
to go
true. Next year.
That is true. All right. Well, listen, folks, going.com is where you want to go, going.com, and then you will, Scott and his team will get you going. Scott, really appreciate you being a part of the program, as always. We hope you have a very happy Thanksgiving with your family, and we'll talk again sometime soon, okay?
Likewise. Thanks so much, Robert and Mary. Great chatting with you both.
Yeah, always a pleasure. Take care, Scott.
Take care.
All right. Well, Scott Keyes, always enjoy having him on the show. And that is a good way for us to start off the show with our first guest today for the B Block. Right now, we're going to step aside for some sponsor messages. In about 20 minutes, it's the latest Destination Spotlight. 10 minutes from now, RJ is going to be here with the Open Road. Today is a preferred travel panel day on the program. That's ahead to start hour two. But next, the travel psychologist pays us a visit.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Hey everyone, Robert and Mary here to share the news that we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and we want you to go experience for yourself exactly why they're so renowned for offering top-notch luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
Regent delivers the most inclusive luxury experience at sea with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry services, and the list keeps going.
Besides their fleet of modern ships with more on the way, we appreciate the quality entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board, and all gratuities are prepaid, so you're never reaching for your wallet.
You'll be hearing us broadcast from Seven Seas Splendor and Seven Seas Grandeur as part of our alliance with them. You can even come travel with us aboard Seven Seas Grandeur for a big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med in October of 2026.
For more information, visit rssc.com/RMWorldTravel, or just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors, folks.
Happy travels, everyone.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, welcome back. Nice to have you here today with us. This portion of the program is sponsored by TakeLean.com. Now, you are someone in our audience who's looking to lose weight and keep it off? Well, if so, we've got big news today that I want to share. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition, the folks behind TakeLean.com, as well as Field of Greens, just announced that their first ever VIP sale is now live. Are you a Brickhouse VIP? Well, no. Then it's a free and easy way to get it. All you got to do is sign up, and it gives you early access and extra discounts on all Brickhouse products. Like, for example, 40% off Lean. That's the doctor-formulated weight loss solution for people who want to lose meaningful weight without injections. 40% off Cretone, that pure Cretone that's designed just for women to help you look leaner, in shape, and toned without extra dieting or exercise. and 40% off Field of Greens, the only fruit and vegetable drink shown in a university study to actually slow aging. And only Field of Greens promises better health that your doctor will notice. Every product offering, from Better Sleep to Collagen, is 40% off. So unlock your VIP discount now before the sale opens to everyone else. Visit the special website, BrickHouseSale.com, and sign up to save 40%. That's BrickHouseSale.com. Visit and enjoy success with this product today. And if you think of it, share your great results with us. Well, here's a question for you. How long does your vacation have to last to make it meaningful for you? And here's another. Have you ever heard of a travel psychologist? Well, we're about to get answers to both those questions from Dr. Charlotte Russell, a clinical psychologist in London and founder of the column called The Travel Psychologist. Dr. Russell, welcome to the show. Let's first establish this. You are a licensed psychologist, I presume, and you counsel patients on more than travel issues, correct?
Yes, absolutely. I'm a registered clinical psychologist in the UK, and I specialize in trauma.
In trauma. Well, that can sometimes apply to travel as well. But how did you develop this specific interest in the psychology of travel, as your blog is called?
So I really enjoy travel myself, and I work in trauma, so my work can be very heavy sometimes. And I suppose I reflected on my own experiences of how I can find travel restorative and a way to kind of manage the psychological impact of the day job, so to speak. So a few years ago, I started a little blog. At the time, there was a lot of focus in the travel industry around wellness travel, and I thought that actually it would be nice to create a website that tries to bring some credible information on the topic that is a bit more independent from travel companies themselves.
Well, I know you wrote that you like four-day breaks, but you also quote an Australian study from that found that breaks of 3 to 4 days can be as restorative as longer vacations. You also found one in China that suggests longer vacations. How do I decide how long is the ideal time period for me to take off?
Yeah, it's a really good question. So both of the published studies, the one in Australia and the one in China, kind of suggest this idea that 4 days is kind of an optimal length for a vacation. And both of them indicate that is the case if we can really switch off during those 4 days. So no accessing emails, things like that, making sure that we're really physically away from our home and our work, and we're switched off from work, and also that we're having activities that can provide that kind of restoration. So the Australian study in particular talks about this idea of soft fascination being really restorative for us. And what that means is when we're in a museum, when we're exploring, when we're doing all the things that people like to do on holiday, we're doing things that kind of keep our interest but aren't in your face, so to speak. And it's that kind of gentle attention that can be really restorative for us.
One thing that really fascinated me is you found that challenging activities tend to make the relaxation after a trip last longer. But then this is what surprised me about what you wrote. These challenging activities include things like talking. I was thinking of mountain climbing, you know, talking to strangers, learning new skills such as scuba diving and problem solving. I mean, talking to strangers, I guess that is a major hurdle that some people traveling, particularly in lands where they don't speak the native language, have to overcome, correct?
Yes, absolutely. And the study does highlight that it's this idea of it being gently challenging that can be restorative. So I guess it's just this idea of stretching ourselves to the edge of our comfort zone a little bit, but not too much, because that's less likely to be restorative, I think.
Well, it almost sounds like stretching, but by doing these challenging things that you relax more when you get home because you're relaxing from having done that on your vacation.
Yes, absolutely. If your return home is conducive to feeling relaxed, I guess some people after their vacation will come back and it will be very full on.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Charlotte.
So I suppose that question you asked at the beginning there is, how do you decide how long your vacation should be. The other factor that I guess as a clinician I see as really helpful is understanding your unique circumstances. So
right.
If you're extremely busy at work, if you're in a stressful period, if you've got a lot going on, you may well find that 4 days isn't enough.
You can read more of Dr. Charlotte Russell's writing at her blog, which is thetravelpsychologist.co.uk for United Kingdom. Thank you, Dr. Russell, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll be right back.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
As part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides a premier travel experience that will surpass your expectations.
With more than 150 resorts across the U.S., Europe, Mexico, Asia, the Caribbean, and elsewhere, they provide spacious, upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities ranging from beautiful pools to state-of-the-art fitness centers.
We like that you can convert membership points into Hilton Honor points and use them for stays at thousands of Hilton hotels worldwide or for car rentals, air travel, and more. Their flexible point-based vacation ownership system enables members all the benefits of owning a vacation home without the responsibilities of traditional home ownership.
They also offer a one-of-a-kind program called HGV Ultimate Access that delivers special events and experiences from private concerts by top-selling musicians to celebrity chef-hosted dinners, world-class sporting events, and more.
Wherever your travel takes you, you'll always feel at home with Hilton Grand Vacations because where you stay will feel more like a home than a hotel room. Find more info at HiltonGrandVacations.com or, as always, check out RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
What if this holiday you could have it all? Zero stress, you find gifts everyone loves, and all your holiday food wows. Sounds amazing, right? Well, that's what you get with Chef IQ Sense, the wireless cooking thermometer that takes the guesswork out of cooking. Right now, it's 30% off during their Black Friday sale at ChefIQ.com with code Carrie. It's so easy. Just pop in the sensor, tell the app what you're cooking, turkey, prime rib, whatever, and Chef IQ does the rest. Head to chefiq.com, use promo code CARRY for 30% off, or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
If you've been waiting to try learning a new language with Babbel, now is the time. Black Friday has come early this year. Babbel's biggest sale is happening now. Unlock all of the languages on Babbel with a lifetime subscription at our best price of the year, which means a small investment for all your big adventures. Babbel's bite-sized lessons fit easily into your daily routine and are easy to remember. Plus, Babbel teaches you relevant words and phrases so you can start speaking with confidence in as little as 3 weeks. And with a lifetime access to all of Babbel's languages, lessons, podcasts, and cultural insights, just imagine what you can do, or rather, where you could go. So if you've been putting off booking that pastry pilgrimage to France for fear of mispronouncing croissant, take advantage of Babbel's biggest sale of the season. Where will Babbel take you? Find out at Babbel.com. But hurry, this offer ends November 30th. Get Babbel's lifetime access for less, for a limited time at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Here's the tale of the daily med fill. Same old pharmacy, same old bill. But those prices kept rising higher still.
Till the savings wrangler rode in, cool as can be. Tap Good RX, saving massively.
No plan? Don't matter none. Up to 80% off. Deals are done.
Discounts hitting harder than Ma's chili. Dang. That one little lap does all the rest.
Save time and money on prescriptions.
Check Good RX. Good RX is not insurance.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. I'm RJ Carey. Thank you so much for sticking around and tuning back in. As you can tell, we are gearing up for that time of the year. It is the holidays. They are upon us. And if you're thinking about a gift you might want to get for a significant other, a loved one, friend, whoever it may be, I would suggest to you Raycon's Everyday Earbuds. They make the ultimate go-to gift for the holidays. They sound great, last all day with 32 hours of battery
battery life. They're comfortable no matter how long you wear them. And right now, they're having a Black Friday and Cyber Monday sale, which is already happening, so you have a chance to get ahead of the eight ball. The deal they're offering will save you up to 30% off all Raycon products. Of course, I recommend their Everyday Earbuds Classic, loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, very ergonomic fit, and over 3 million customers already love Raycons. And they have a 30-day happiness guarantee, so if you don't love them, returns are easy, you have nothing to lose. They're going big for Black Friday, Cyber Monday. Like I just said, everything's up to 30% off, so go to buyraycon.com/carry or find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Now, Thanksgiving is this week. The holiday is barreling towards us. You can already feel things picking up. Within just a few days, however, the interstates will be full, the airport lines will look like amusement park queues, and drivers everywhere will be trying to time that perfect departure window to avoid the annual Wednesday afternoon meltdown. In fact, AAA is reporting this year that nearly 82 million Americans, almost a quarter of the country, over a quarter of the country, are projected to pack a bag and travel somewhere this Thanksgiving. So that's going to be quite a bit of movement. There's a silver lining, though, as according to our friends at Gas Buddy, the national gas cost average has quietly dipped back under the $3 mark in much of the country. So for anyone staring down a multi-state road trip with family, luggage, leftovers on the way back, and maybe a dog that refuses to sit still, that's genuinely welcome news. And if you feel like you've seen a record low, or alternatively aren't getting in on the fun, I'd be curious to know, and maybe we could chat about that in a future segment. You can always shoot me a message at rmltravel.com/contact. But while everyone is talking about travel, and that is what we do the most of around here, there's something else happening this time of year that almost always slips under the radar, and that is that the Thanksgiving holiday has actually evolved into one of the biggest automotive deal weeks of the year. And I don't mean doorbuster TVs or headphones like we see on Black Friday with electronics. I mean actual cars. Thanksgiving is now, more than ever, the unofficial start of the automotive sprint to December, where manufacturers and dealers are really, really trying to hit year-end numbers, clear out inventory, and sweeten offers just enough to get you to walk into a showroom between the turkey and the tree. And let me tell you, there are some very real examples out there right now that make this more than just marketing fluff. If you're the type of person who's thinking about a new ride or something with a little bit more space for those holiday treks or something with better winter capability or just want a new set of wheels, I took the opportunity to do some digging and came up with some highlighted deals that I want you to keep your eyes on as we head into the holidays. And now if you look at what Toyota's doing right now, they've rolled out some genuinely aggressive holiday incentives, but only on specific models. You may have seen the ads for 0% financing for 60 months or a $3,000 rebate, and there's even a trade-in bonus if you close the deal before the end of the month. What the fine print says, though, is that these offers only apply to the Tundra full-size pickup and the BZ4X, which is their electric vehicle, so not the whole SUV lineup. And that's where the strategy comes in. Sometimes the cash rebate actually saves you more than the special rate, and sometimes the low APR is the smarter long-term play, so you have to look at the particular models. But regardless, very enticing offer, and they're very real. Something to keep an eye on if you're leaning towards a Toyota. If you're leaning electric, you might want to consider the Ford Mustang Mach-E. It's something that we interviewed when they came out over 4 years ago. I was very impressed by the car, still am. And I just saw one structured at around $349 a month with roughly $3,500 due at signing with a loyalty credit if you're already a part of the Ford family, if you have a Ford vehicle. But these leases, they're like recipes. One missing ingredient changes the whole meal. You've got to check the mileage allowance residual and whether there are regional limitations, which there could be because this was in the Northeast. So it depends on where you are in the country. A great monthly number doesn't necessarily mean much if those other things don't line up. Not to mention, the tax credit incentive on the Mach-E is over. On the truck front, Chevrolet's base-level gas trucks, the Silverado 1500 series, has a year-end push underway with offers that combine several factory and dealer incentives. One of them, for instance, gives you a huge cash allowance or low-interest financing you get to pick, plus a holiday loyalty peak if you already own a GM product. Sometimes they'll even throw in accessories with these specific deals, so something to keep in mind. But here's the real story behind all of this. Black Friday, it's not magical for the car companies, it's just math. The automakers are staring down year-end sales targets, and every unsold unit on a lot becomes a liability on January 1st. They want these vehicles off their books. That's why you're suddenly seeing interest rates drop, rebates swell, loyalty credits appear out of thin air. They're not really marketing gimmicks. They're actually really trying to get rid of cars. And when Toyota throws 0% at a Tundra, or Hyundai offers 0% for 72 months on an EV, which I've also been seeing, it's because they really, really need the specific your car is gone, not just because they're feeling festive. So, as you're heading out for Thanksgiving with cheaper gas, a packed car, and a quarter of the country on the road, remember that the automotive world is in one of its rare buyer leverage windows. So if a new vehicle is even remotely on your radar for winter, for travel, for practicality, or simply because you need a new car, this is a uniquely strategic moment. Skip the hype, skip the noise, look at the numbers being thrown at you right now because you might find a good deal. I'm RJ Carey, this is The Open Road, wishing you safe travels and a restful holiday. Up next is the Destination Spotlight on Maine. Drive on, America.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
You know, folks, that was the 102nd Open Road that RJ has done here on the program. We know he loves getting email from all of you who listen around the country. He reads it all, so if you have anything related to cars or the automotive sector of travel, as he said, connect with him at rmworldtravel.com/contact. There's another number I want to share with all of you. It's 157, as Maine is the destination we're about to bring you for the 157th edition of this popular show segment. But first, we're sponsored by SimplySafe.com/Carrie.
The big Black Friday sale is on right now. You're going to save 60% off any system. And as we say all the time, there's no safe like Simply Safe. And whether you're traveling near or far, you can have peace of mind. Your home or small business is always being looked after.
Well, because that's what it's all about, right, folks? They have everything you need to make your place safe, all monitored 24/7 by security professionals. It costs less than $1 a day. So go to simplysafe.com/carry. You'll save 60% with the Black Friday sale that's going on, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Let's spotlight America's 23rd state, known to many as both the Pine Tree State and Vacation Land. It was admitted to the Union in 1820. Joining us to discuss more is their Director of Tourism, Carol Ann Ouellette.
Well, thanks for being part of America's number one travel radio show today, Carol Ann.
Well, thank you so much, Robert and Mary, for having me. Really excited to talk about Maine.
Well, we are looking forward to that. We're going to do that right now. You know, some of our listeners, frankly, they may be wondering around the country, why are you featuring Maine in late November? But for 2025 and 2026, we're covering all 50 states alphabetically, and today is Maine's day to get some love from us here on the show. So, you know, Mary and I had this program up in Portland for a big Let's Go America Tour event and live broadcast, and we featured a good amount of your state there. What was it, Mary? Back in 2022, I think, August.
Yeah.
It's just, listen, Maine's a state that Mary and I have enjoyed probably 9-10 times over the years. What may surprise people to know is there are about 4,000 islands there. Maine is the first state in the continental U.S. to get touched by sunlight each day. Donuts are big in your state, right, Carol Ann?
So, they are.
Yeah, give folks some insights, you know, what you want to share about travel to Maine.
Yeah, and thank you for visiting as often as you have. That's fabulous. I think you've already touched on some of the things that are unique to Maine. You know, the islands, over 3,500 miles of coastline. But Maine, for us, it's this place that I think awakens your sense of adventure and curiosity. And we've known that the dramatic landscape from the ocean to the mountains has inspired artists, writers, chefs, craftsmen, and visitors alike, right? You know, the people that live here are very ingenious. They're very tied to the landscape. And it's a place where you can be as active as you want, but it's also a great place to just pause and refresh. And I think that's what makes Maine really unique. And some of the other things that you mentioned, I mean, you know, lots of waterways, more than 600,000 acres of state and national parks. We've got Baxter State Park, Acadia National Park, now the new Katahdin Woods and Waters National Monuments. Lots of food. We're so grounded to the land and the sea for the bounty that it presents us. And, you know, Maine certainly known for its lobsters, but now
and blueberries too.
Other things. Yeah. And blueberries.
Yes.
Yeah.
Carol Ann, I want to have you drill down a little bit more for our listeners about Acadia National Park. It's one of the 10 smallest in the country, but it's also one of the 10 most visited national parks. Talk a little bit more about it.
Yeah, that's true. It's such a spectacular landscape. And, you know, most of the park is on Mount Desert Island, but it also has other areas on the Maine shoreline. But the thing about Acadia that I think there's so many unique pieces to it, one are the carriage roads that were built really to get around the park, and they provide such an wonderful opportunity for biking and walking and exploring. The Scudic Peninsula is an on-land portion of the park, which is really spectacular as well and has a number of new trails through that region. Cadillac Mountain is the spot where most people gather. Your point of, you know, you see the first sunrise from the top of Cadillac Mountain. You know, a quick note, they've started a reservation service to the top, very simple as far as bringing your cars up there. One thing that's a great way to get around is the Island Explorer, and we've got a brand new Acadia Gateway Center that just opened this year, a spectacular new welcome center to the park, and that's where you pick up the Island Explorer. So nice way to get to the different towns and also not drive around the Loop Road and hop on and off the Explorer.
Oh, listen, it's a beautiful state. And by the way, I'd also throw out, if you're a fan of lighthouses, I mean, you've got those in abundance up there as well. So Mary and I, we were going to go in a direction, since Thanksgiving is Thursday, we were going to talk about how you should have the lobster roll. I like the butter. Mary likes the mayo, which you guys have. We'll have to have that conversation.
That's a whole other debate.
It's hotly contested there. But last question from us, really. We got about 45 seconds now. So, we're investing heavily in America's 250th birthday celebration that's happening now. Any major events planned that you want listeners to know about for what's coming up in 2026?
Yeah, I mean, I think if anything, most of the events that we're known for are really going to help celebrate America's 250. And our project is looking at the Maine Atlas Project, which talks more about all the things that have been part of Maine throughout the course of America's history. But, things like the Great Balloon Festival, the Camden International Film Festival, Open Lighthouse Day, the Lobster Festival. I mean, all these places are really going to be celebrating their place in America's 250. So, go to visitmaine.com, look at our events page, and I think that'll give you a good idea of all the things that are available. There's lots of food festivals, and I think that is sort of the joy of who we are. And
you're in a great state. And Carol Ann, we really appreciate your time today. We hope you have a nice weekend and happy Thanksgiving as well, okay?
And thank you to you as well. Thanks again for the opportunity.
Take care, Carol Ann. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Well, there goes Carol Ann, folks. Maine's going to wrap hour one of the program today. But that website, you heard her mention that, to plan your own travel, it's just visitmaine.com. We hope you do. And go find your own way to enjoy the lobster roll. Me, again, I like the butter, but Mary, a little mayo for her there.
Celery. I like the mayo.
You like the lemon and so
just
forth as well. But all right, when we return in a few minutes to begin hour two, the preferred travel panel that just keeps growing in popularity as folks just want to be a part of it. That's how we're going to start off, as we focus on the cruise sector of travel, which makes sense based on what we've just done. Plus, there's a whole lot more still to come as well. Keep those radios locked in. Don't forget, you can also catch the show live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.